Hello, and welcome to Arts and More, WMUK's look at arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For many Michiganders, Michigan craft beer is a staple in our homes. But in a documentary called simply The Michigan Beer Film, director and producer Kevin Romeo sees Michigan beer as more of a movement. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with Romeo about making the film.
While several national brands like Kellogg, Whirlpool, and Domino's Pizza call the state of Michigan home, there are even more local products that can be found in our refrigerators, on our shelves, and even in our soap dishes. Beer is no exception, and Michiganders know their beer.
I think the stat right now is there's 2,600 breweries in the United States, and there's about 150 in Michigan. So out of the 50 states, we're accounting for a little less than 10% of the breweries in the country, which is pretty awesome. And Michigan's starting to compete on that national level, and people think about regions of craft beer style. Like, Michigan's definitely becoming one of the regions in itself. Like, the Michigan craft beer scene is very strong.
Kevin Romeo isn't far off on that statistic. According to the Brewers Association, Michigan ranked 5th in the nation in craft breweries in 2012. Bell's Brewing Company in Kalamazoo Comstock was ranked 7th, and Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids was ranked 29th among the nation's 50 largest craft breweries. Romeo is the director of the Michigan Beer Film, a documentary that travels around the state discussing each facet of producing craft beer, from growing hops to making the business work.
They make beer in Michigan. We've got people that refuse to enjoy a Michigan beer because it's got aroma, it's got color, it's got flavor, it's got finish, it's got aftertaste. And you know what? You have a couple of them and you're done.
Romeo owns Rhino Media in downtown Kalamazoo, which produced the film. He also raised funds through a Kickstarter campaign that helped bring in an additional $34,000 to complete the editing process. The documentary crew began filming in January of 2012. Romeo and his skeleton team conducted interviews with beer production facilities all over the state, including sites in Detroit, Bel Air, and even Kalamazoo's own Bell's. The story goes deeper than just the end product. You'll hear anecdotes about the process, find out what it takes to get the beer to the people, and how to create a legacy around a product. With a soundtrack full of local musicians like The Soil and the Sun, Andrew Bemis, and The Crane Wives, the film sets itself up as an entertaining, educational experience.
You think about craft beer in the United States, you think about New England, the Northeast, you definitely think about the Pac Northwest, you think about the, you know, the mountain region, Denver, and then you think about Michigan.
Like they say, life is too short to drink crappy beer, and we've always believed in that. And fortunately, we've got, you know, over 100 breweries in the state of Michigan to pick from.
I think that's the beauty of the craft industry in Michigan is we have the seasons. It opens us up to such a broad variety of beautiful craft styles.
In the film, Romeo is trying to show that there's more to beer than just, well, beer. It's about the celebration and pride that can grow out of crafting one great local product.
The story of Michigan beer is about people and their passions, and what I get really excited about, people who don't make excuses for what they can't do and just go do stuff. That's what I wanted to see. I want to see the hop farmers taking chances, putting everything they have into making this thing grow because they believe in it. You know, that type of stuff is what gets me excited.
The film made its debut back at the State Theater in September, and it's been shown all over the state. On Monday, Goodrich Theaters will show the film in Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana as part of its documentary series. The next screening of the Michigan Beer Film will be on Monday at the Kalamazoo 10 Movie Theater. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.
This is Arts and More on WMUK. The Kalamazoo Public Library started up in 1860 when the local school district inherited 120 books. That early library was open just 1 hour per week to students and their parents. WMUK's Nancy Camden talked with staff at the library to check out what's going on there these days.
Libraries today are just not libraries of yesterday. They are community centers.
We do a lot of story times for preschoolers.
Our patrons need our computers to manage their lives.
Everyone is welcome and served at public libraries. The Kalamazoo Public Library Central downtown and its four branches are community centers for concerts and performances, movies and speakers. And while there are still lots of books at the Kalamazoo Public Library for reference and reading, digital technology has become an important service of the library.
My name is Michael Cockrell. I'm the head of adult services. That includes a growing number of digital content collections, ebooks, e-audio. We've started digital magazines and now are getting into streaming video and streaming audio and audiobooks and music.
How many people come down to use the library because they don't have a computer?
Many. And for many, it's not that they don't have a computer. It's that our internet speed is high enough. Our computers are a little more up to date. If they need to access certain websites for their job or for government information, to do banking, to rent an apartment, the high-speed internet that we provide here is the speed that many people need to manage their digital life. I've heard a lot of stories about people who worked their entire career in an industry that has gone away, and they have no access to computer technology. I feel good that they're here and that they feel encouraged that they're trying to catch up with technology that has left a lot of people behind. We have lots of computers, and they're often full every day.
Where are we going?
Well, this is the story room. As you can see, it has an Alice in Wonderland theme, and it's like a castle. Children love this room. My name is Ann Rohrbaugh, and I'm the director here at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Our community, Kalamazoo area, is very invested in early childhood literacy. We are very much a part of that through our Ready to Read program and really all of our services to young children.
Michaeline Henry, and I'm a youth outreach associate. You'll see children from all different walks of life. We get a few from the mission around the corner, from more affluent families, so just a great diversity of children.
The parents come with the children, they pick out books together, they go home, they read together. We've been designated a Family Place Library, which is a national program of libraries. We're one of about 25 libraries who received a Institute for Museum and Library Studies grant. We have a very robust local history department here. I've heard wonderful stories from people in local history. They might be working on their genealogy and have found the missing piece, and sometimes have found missing people. We also have the County Law Library here. Now, that's not unique to us, but it's fairly uncommon.
My name is Farrell Howe, and I am the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Kalamazoo Public Library. I can't think of a single building that is open as many hours as we are, where everybody is welcome. And you see that when you walk through these doors. Whether you're in business and you're looking for resources for your business, you're a student, you need homework help, you need some online assistance, you need research materials, we have that. New mom, we have story times. You're into music, we have concerts. There's so many different things that we offer to everybody.
We wanted it, when these buildings were built, to be a place where people want to come and spend time. We have a supportive community, and we're very grateful.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
This Sunday, the library is one of the sponsors of the 11th annual Teen Filmmaker Festival. The short films from Michigan's talented teenagers will be shown at 2:30 p.m. at the Kalamazoo State Theater. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tune into Arts and More Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays on WMUK. Visit WMUK.org for airtimes and events in Southwest Michigan. Thanks for listening.